Officials in Mexico and the United States believe the economic downturn and increased border security after last September 11th would reduce the number of Mexicans looking for work in the U.S., but that didn't happen. Millions of illegal workers are sending more money than ever to their families back home in Mexico. The trend highlights a growing codependence between Mexico and the U.S. That's a phenomenon on which Mexico's president, Vicente Fox, has been trying to capitalize to strike a new immigration deal with his northern neighbor. But since September 11th, the U.S. has all but dropped the issue. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports from Mexico City.
At a Western Union office just off of Mexico City's historic Central Plaza, housewife and mother of five, Juanita Martinez, waits anxiously for a money transfer from a child living illegally in Los Angeles.
My husband is sick, so my daughter sends me money, though not all the time. I need it because I can't make ends meet with what I have. When the money arrives, I already owe half of it to others. The rest I use for medicine and just to get by.
Traffic through this money transfer office and in hundreds of others is up dramatically. If the pace holds, over $10 billion in remittances will have flowed into Mexico by year's end, nearly a 10% increase from last year and an all-time record. After counting out Mrs. Martinez's cash, Western Union employee Felipe de Jesus Fernandez says he's become overwhelmed.
We're breaking records in most of our branches. We're up to 20 international payments a day. Our regular clients used to receive $300 or $500 and now are getting $1,000. And they're coming in more often as well.
Remittances are the third largest source of foreign currency for Mexico after manufacturing and oil. One reason they're up, undocumented Mexicans can now open bank accounts in the U.S. with a new consular ID card and then transfer money home via ATMs, a much cheaper process than wiring money. Mexicans also say they're sending more money because of Mexico's flattened economy. Hundreds of thousands of jobs disappeared here when the U.S. entered its recession last year. But University of Notre Dame professor Jorge Bustamante says that recession hasn't affected jobs for undocumented workers on U.S. farms and in the service industry.
Regardless of what you have found at the border, people saying that they got scared and all that, they continue crossing because they continue finding jobs in the United States. None of the data that I have shows a significant decrease because September 11.
The U.S. Border Patrol now has some 9,000 agents patrolling the Mexican frontier. As a result, it says apprehensions are down 30% from last year, but Mexicans have simply learned to avoid heavily patrolled border areas, crossing in remote, dangerous regions. Hundreds have died crossing broiling border deserts. Heavy Mexican immigration has kept the pressure on President Vicente Fox, who 1 year ago felt confident he would strike a sweeping immigration deal with the U.S. Fox has been seeking some kind of legal status for millions of undocumented Mexicans. September 11th and the fear of terrorist infiltrations dashed those hopes. Dalal Baer is a Mexico analyst with the Center for Strategic and International Studies. She says even a limited guest worker program seems a remote possibility, much less any larger accord.
Certainly in advance of a U.S. midterm election, it's extremely difficult to achieve. Members of Congress are concerned that their own constituents who are having a hard time in the labor market would view liberalizing migration law in times of economic downturn as threatening.
Mid-level talks on migration have resumed between the U.S. and Mexico, but with the U.S. poised to further increase border security spending, even in the long term, an agreement appears remote. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Mexico City.